Chapter 3. Government Monetary Policy. The Fed as the Primary Cause. In a simple but fundamental sense, the only way there could have been a bubble in the residential real estate markets is because the Federal Reserve created too much money. It would have been mathematically impossible for a misinvestment of this scale to happen without the monetary policies of the Fed. In 1913, the monetary system in the U.S. was nationalized. The federal government owns the monetary system. We do not have a private monetary system in the U.S. Problems in the monetary system were the source of the current Great Recession. If there are problems in the monetary system, they are, by definition, caused by the federal government, because the federal government owns the monetary system. If interstate highway bridges were falling down, most people would realize that since the interstate highways are owned by state and federal governments, the problem is essentially caused by government decisions. Even if a bridge contractor did not use the right materials, government highway agencies select the contractor, inspect the materials, etc. This would be particularly true if many bridges were falling down, and these bridges had been built by different contractors. It would then be clear that something was wrong with the government highway agency's specifications, selections, procedures, inspections, etc. In the last several years, monetary highway bridges have been falling down all over the place. The Federal Reserve owns and controls the monetary system in the U.S. The Federal Reserve is theoretically an independent government agency.